The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Thank you. The year was 2001. The album is Do You Get the Blues? That's Jimmy Vaughan opening up The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, Skybird Radio, and as an MP3 with a track called Dirty Girl. Wherever you're listening to the programme across the world, welcome to the show. As always, new and old, electric and acoustic, and some emails and things to talk about in between too. Okay, from Jimmy Vaughan, from an album from 6 years ago, let's go to something which is brand spanking new. And also, I had Sue from Frontier Promotions on the phone, all excited because not only has it actually made the blues charts here in the UK, it's actually made the album charts, which is really quite something for a blues album. It's the latest one from Joe Bonamassa, Slow Gin. We featured a couple of tracks so far. Let's have this one, which is, I've mentioned before about this album, it really is, it's such a wide range of both hard electric, as you would imagine from Joe, and also far more introspective things, like this one called Around the Bend.
I've seen cowards and heroes. go down in a road there is to see what's around the bend.
Something you don't expect from Joe Bonamassa, but great. Slow Gin, the album, Around the Bend, the track. To me, kind of reminiscent, as I was listening to it, of Tom Rush. Tom Rush-ish, in a way. Lovely, lovely track. Had a really sad email came in this week from Black & Tan Records in Holland, Jan Mittendorp, giving me the news that Ernie Payne had passed away on September the 17th. Ernie only made one album, and that was about 3 years ago now, 2004, called Coercion Street. That was his very first album he ever made. He'd been playing blues and singing through nearly all of his life, out of a blues family out of Acadia Parish in Louisiana. He must have been, I guess, middle 60s, I suppose. Andy Kershaw said about his album when it came out that he was a major new talent. He toured with Robert Plant, supporting Robert, and a really great songwriter, and sad to see him go. I'm not quite sure what he died of. I don't think it was just old age. It was probably, I don't know, I just got no indication of what he died of. I had a quick search before I started the show and could see nothing. But to get an indication of his talent, here he is from his only album, Coercion Street, from 2004 on Black & Tan Records. This is called Listen to the Blues Grow.
Slicked, full of tricks and fits of selfish whimsy, artful dodge. Hey man, this town used to make him feel so large. Lately she's holding him prisoner to the thinnest of possibilities. It's a sinful waste of hours listening to his own horn blow, aiding to the time it took to tend the seeds he sowed. Left him no time at all to listen to the blues grow. Picture me, picture Los Angeles, picture mealtime at the hog trough with the swine committee. Now I admit it, I confess, I betrayed my Jesusness. Self-serving seeds blossomed into weeds and reap day. Harvest of woe, woe is me and my duplicity. I dignify the Judas goat, mired in my affliction. I refused to listen to the blues grow. I flutter like a leaf against the winds of what I fear. Like right here, right here, right now. With calloused hands and a six-string plow, I'll work my spirit for you now to enact the metaphor of listening to the blues grow. Just for grins, just for the experience. Imagine yourself as more than individual, and the things that you love, be brave enough to share with the least of us. The use of the world is to make soul, 'cause it's a sinful waste of hours listening to your own horn blow. It eats into the time it takes to tend the seeds you sow, leaves you no time at all to listen to the blues grow. Listen to the blues grow.
Annie Payne, who died about 10 days ago, and Listen to the Blues Grow off the album Coercion Street, which is still available out on Black and Tan Records. Listeners from across the world, which is nice, and here's a not an email, but a card, a real card. Listen, hear that? That's rare. from Wroxham Road in Eastbourne, and it comes from Sean Collins, who kind of listens to the show when she's in Gibraltar, or staying actually in Spain, at Jimena de la Frontera, near Cadiz. I don't know why I don't listen in the UK. It is available. You've got to just go online to bfps.com/R&B. Anyway, she was telling me about the band, and the band are Nicky Moore and the Blues Corporation. They have an album out, which came out this year, called Hog on a Log. Nicky, as well as being a music coach and teaching you to sing, is also about the same age as me, I would guess, I think. But they're doing their birthday tour this year. They've done the Great British Blues Festival in Colne in Lancashire, and in October they're in Kirby in Ashfield, also in the Britannia Boat Club in Nottingham. And the Carmel Rhythm Club. Is that Carmel Monterey, do you think? Nah, probably not. And the Crawdaddy Club in Billericay as well. You can learn more about them on the Raven and the Blues site. And here's their album making their debut on the show. Let's play the title track, shall we? Hog on a Log.
Your eye, but Lord, they're
Nicky Moore, great voice, vocals and guitar. Tim Moore, I wonder if it's a relation. Possibly, maybe, looking at the photographs. Could be. Also on guitar and backing vocals. Ed Collins on drums. And there must be somebody else. Turn over the page. Oh, yeah, there is. Pete Shaw on bass. And Daniel Kyle, also on guitar. Three guitars, eh? Whoa! Okay. Good band. Voted one of the best live blues bands back at the turn of 2000-2001 on BBC Radio 2. The Nicky Moore and the Blues Corporation, their new album, and great stuff too. And thank you to Sean Collins for your nice card and the nice things you say about the programme. If you'd like to make comment on the show, good, bad, indifferent, whichever, I'd love to hear from you. Preferably the good, of course, but I can take it. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. Here's somebody from Aylesbury, just round the corner from the BFBS studios, and her name is Christina Tomlin. She has a new album out, and I think it's her first album, actually, because she's only, I would guess, in her very early 20s. It's called A Bitter Twisted Wrong, and it's great. Whenever I get something new, it goes on the CD player, and I just sort of quickly, I don't read the CD as it's playing, I just listen to it when I'm doing something else. And I think, oh, and if something really stands out, I go, oh, that's good. And then sort of look and write the track name down so I can use it on the show. And on this, track one started, which was Your Demise. And I thought, oh, that's good. Scribble Your Demise down. Then that finished, and then track two came on and stand corrected. And I thought, oh, that's nice. Very different. And I wrote that one down. And by the time I got to track four, I thought, I'm giving up. So what we're going to do for the first track from the album is do track four. Here she is, Christina Tomlin. And this is called Sometimes.
Well, that's enough. Sometimes I get the words, but they don't fit the tune. Sometimes I laugh and say it'll be over soon. But it's not quick enough, it's not fast enough, it's not for me. It's not smart enough, it's not good enough, it's not the key. It's not bad enough, it's not mad enough, I wanna be free. It's not swift enough, it's not shift enough that I can't see. Sometimes I feel I wanna shout. Sometimes I get the drift, but not the whole clue. Sometimes I laugh and say it'll be over soon. But it's not quick enough, it's not fast enough, it's not for me. That's enough. Sometimes I get the words, but they don't fit the tune. Sometimes I laugh and say it'll be over soon. But it's not quick enough, it's not fast enough, it's not for me. It's not smart enough, it's not good enough, it's not the key. It's not glad enough, it's not mad enough, I wanna be free. It's not swift enough, it's not shift enough. Yeah.
tracks written by Christina, I think bar one, which she co-wrote with the guy who produced and engineered the album and also played backup guitars and other stuff too. His name is Philip Goss. Christina Tomlin, her new album, Bitter Twisted Wrong. What label's it on? Can I see? No, I can't. That's odd. You normally get a record label somewhere. No, she's got the website. It could have just been sent to me by somebody doing her PR, I guess. But you'll find the links on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, this is the Raven and the Blues. Here's a track from an album which is called Mercenary. Not mercenary as in soldier who takes money for going out, if you see what I mean. But actually, more importantly, mercenary as in Johnny Mercer, the songwriter. And Dr. John, together with the Lower 911, have this album, which is basically the tribute to Johnny Mercer. All the tracks on the album are written by Johnny Mercer, except this one, which is from Dr. John, and I ain't no Johnny Mercer.
To me, you're the fairest of all women. I'll be your huckleberry. Will you be my persimmon? First thing first, for better or worse. Feel them drum beating, hoodoo groove. Baby, you move way too sexy. Your black magic turned me to a zombie. Child, you give me apoplexy. First thing first, but then I'm
track on the album, not by Johnny Mercer, written by Dr. John and the Lower 911, and that is I Ain't No Johnny Mercer. Good stuff. Got that off eMusic, which is a great way of adding to your collection. So much guff written about technology. I get so annoyed occasionally when I see websites and say, if you've got an iPod, of course, it means, or an iTunes, you can't put any other kind of music on it. It's total tosh. You can get music from CDs, you can buy it from eMusic, whichever. And an eMusic package means there's no digital rights protection at all. You buy it, you download it, it's yours, you can do what you like with it. Great stuff, and thanks. I think it was Karen who introduced me to eMusic, and that's where so much of my stuff comes from. As I mentioned before, though, the only downside is that I don't have a real physical CD, so sometimes the stuff doesn't get chosen for programs because it's lurking on the hard drive and it's not quite so visible. Let's have some blues now from Carvin Jones. He's out of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. It's the first time I've had anything from him. I'm not quite sure whether he's been around a while. I suspect he has, but it's the first time I've got something. This is the album which came out last year, I'm What You Need. And this is a track which is called You Drive Me Crazy. Hello, I've moved the microphone. Just move it back down. That's a band that have been playing for coming up to 20 years now. The Calvin Jones Band, out of Phoenix in Arizona, although he's originally from Texas. And that's the album which came out last year called I'm What You Need. And that's track two, And You Drive Me Crazy. He was across the UK and into Ireland in the summer of this year doing various tours and getting rave reviews and pretty prolific tourer. In fact, I was looking on his website in March of 2000, he celebrated his 3,000th performance, which is going some anyway. Good stuff. Okay, here's another new album. It comes from Paul Cox. It's called Real World and Five Live. Nothing to do with the radio network, but five live tracks stuck at the end of it. Let's play the first track from it, actually, because again, I was playing it through, and the first track really struck me. It's called Are You Lonely?
I'm lonely, baby, lonely for you.
Great, great soul sounding Paul Cox there off the album Real World. And the five live tracks are really good, actually. We must feature some of those in the weeks to come. That's on Note Records. I think it's pretty new. I think I've only had it about 3 or 4 weeks here. It may not even be on general release yet, but great, great track there. And that's called Are You Lonely? Here's somebody who I rate highly. Haven't played him for ages on the show. And I think this one is just so, so good. It comes from the album made, what, about nine years ago now, called Bad Boy. No, Big Boy. His name is Carlos Del Junco. And this is a track about Robert Johnson. It's 6 minutes long, but it's worth every magical second. It's called Heaven Is Where You'll Dwell.
Crossroads where we made the deal. I said I'm standing at the crossroads where we made the deal. Knew this time would come, I know my fate is sealed. I said the devil come and take, I'm here to pay the price. I said the devil come and take, I'm here to pay the price. You know if I can get your faith, I did not think but twice. I said the devil fell upon, Lord struck him away. I said the devil fell upon, Lord struck him away. Lord, he released my stir, there is no debt to pay. Help get down.
Thank you. have done your work so well. I say, look up, your dancer, you have done your work so well. You have given your life, and heaven's where you dwell. Let's take it out.
Kevin Bright on guitar and Carlos Del Yongo on harmonica. He plays Hona Golden Melody harmonicas. His guitar case, his harmonica case, has got 25 slots in it, 5x5, 25 different harmonicas in different keys. Lovely stuff. The album, Big Boy, from 1998 or thereabouts, and that is Heaven is Where You'll Dwell. Here's a record celebrating 35 years of a record company, a very fine record company too, Alligator Records, and this is their 35 at 35. 35 tracks covering those 35 great years. Here's Marsha Ball.
Misery, let the tears
Taken from the album Presumed Innocent back in 1979. Now that's Marsha Ball, Let the Tears Roll Down, and taken there off the 35x35 Alligator Records commemorative recording, two great, great CDs. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. And if you'd like to drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com. Website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. There a chance to listen to the show whenever you like. Download it and subscribe as a podcast, so every time there's a new one, you get it automatically. And, of course, a chance to listen to some of the interviews and follow the links to all the record companies. Let's close with the album Road to Rio, the Hollywood Blue Flames. And this is called Gumbo Grinder. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.